Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this. Thank you to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. Link below to their website. Do check it out. If you want to potentially improve your life, there's ways that can be done. And I want to talk to you about a feel-good story. I know a good story that should cheer your day. And that is that the SNP government coalition in Scotland has just collapsed. Yes. So entertainingly, what's happened is our friend, our good mate, Humza Yousaf, has been plunged into his biggest crisis yet as the coalition between the SNP and the Greens. Because remember, those are the lunatics running the Scottish government. I mean, yes, the SNP are horrendous, but the Greens? Yeah, but the Greens are in there, except now they're not, because there has been a falling out between them, which is quite funny. And this now means that propped up administration by the Greens has just fallen. So now Humza Yousaf finds himself leading a minority administration, which is a very different matter than leading a government that can command a majority because of Green support. Now, why have the Greens decided to pull the plug on Humza? Well, they have been they've been very annoyed. Ever since last week, the Scottish government ditched both its flagship climate emissions target and also rode back on allowing transgender children to access hormone drugs. There's no such thing as transgender children. Just point that one out, by the way, FYI. But anyway, as you know, the Greens are up to their necks in the climate scam, and they're also up to their necks in this whole, mutilating children. Oh, the Greens love that. That gets them going. So it was on April the 18th, so a week ago, that the SNP confirmed it was ditching its world-leading pledge to cut carbon emissions by 75%, which was always impossible, by the way. There's no way that could happen. No way that can happen. But anyway, didn't matter. They made the pledge, and then they decided, oh, we can't do this. We better hit the brakes. But the Butte House Agreement, or the Butte House Agreement, which was the 2021 deal that put the SNP and Greens together into a formal governing coalition. Well, that's just come to an end. That's it. So it'll be very interesting. Could the government collapse? How will he be able to continue to govern in any significant way? I suppose the only way he could do it is the SNP can stay as a kind of a token government that can't get anything through unless other parties want it to go through. In other words, it basically loses its power. And this is always what was coming. In my opinion, the establishment want the SNP raised to the ground so that Labour can pick up all those seats, and then Labour can be confident of a strong big majority at Westminster later this year. And to do that, they had to take down the SNP. The SNP, up a little over a year and, 16, 17 months ago, the SNP ruled everything in Scotland, everything. You know, they absolutely dominated in the Scottish government and also at Westminster. Now, that's all going to change. We saw the takedown of Nicola Sturgeon, and that's still continuing, hilariously. And now we've seen the takedown of the formal agreement between the SNP and the Greens, which has allowed the last 3 years of government. So, and we see in the polls that the SNP might lose up to half their seats. They might actually become the number two party in Scotland. And that's what is needed just to make sure that all the odds are covered for Humza Yousaf or for Keir Starmer. So I think this is the planned demolition of the SNP that we're witnessing. And I don't know, you look at this and think, well, why would the Greens pull the plug over this one? Because, like, they're not going to get anyone more insane in government than the SNP. So the SNP is the Green Party's best chance. So I assume one of the reasons the SNP were pursuing this lunacy was to facilitate the arrangement with the Greens. Now that that's gone, I guess the SNP can pivot more towards the independence agenda and drop some of the other woke stuff. Although I don't know, because Humza Yousaf, and this is why I supported him to become leader, is so demented, so insane that, I mean, he was always going to destroy the SNP anyway, to be honest. This is just a Brucey bonus that the government arrangement has collapsed overnight. So there you have it. I wonder, you know, what next for the SNP? I think we'll be finding ourselves talking a lot less about the SNP in the next 5 years. It seems to me that the SNP reached their high water mark under Sturgeon, to be fair, and then it's been downhill all the way, and I couldn't be happier about it. Why is that? Because I like Scotland, I like many Scottish people, and they will do better to be gotten rid of, to have the SNP and the Green Plague removed from power. Thanks for listening.
Very, which is still